Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about mental health. What's the connection between our physical stuff and our state of mind? How can you be more aware of what you're really feeling? Do you feel alone in your depression or anxiety? Learn about becoming more aware of your mental health as we continue our month focusing on interviews. Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? Unclear your clutter inside and out. We'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started. This episode is kind of special because this podcast interviews writers and their struggles with mental health. And I am a firm believer. Writing has been such a huge part of my life always. I always read, I always wrote. And that was one of the reasons I was so excited to publish books, because I believe I wanted to do it. I know I wanted to do it for so long, and it was a big deal to me. And once I got over that hurdle of like, oh, I've got to have a publishing house, and you know, I'm grateful, as much as they annoy me, with someone like Amazon and other platforms that allow me to reach people that maybe wouldn't have ever heard of me. And if you've been listening a long time, you know, I really keep it real and share my struggles with you. But this is a little bit of a different conversation around my mental health challenges. And I talk a little bit more about my depression and anxiety. And if you've been listening, especially for a long time, you know, I've been doing Noom, which has been really great. But with everything that's going on with my mother, it just has completely gotten me off track. So it was one of those things I just have to accept. If eating soothes my anxiety with everything that's going on, that's okay. Like, you know, eventually everything will get back on track. And sometimes you can only do what you can only do. And so Randy Lee Boslaw, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right, but she is super passionate. She's from Canada, and she's doing a great job of addressing mental health. Her podcast is called Write or Die. She's also on YouTube. She is passionate about talking about mental health with authors. And I just think it's great. It's a very, I think she's a one of a kind. I don't know anyone else doing a podcast like that. And I hope that you will check it out. I did an interview a couple months ago. I feel so strongly about this topic that we need to have more conversations around it and taking the stigma away. One of the reasons I really keep it real is I want people to see, one, you can change and grow, you can become whole again, and to not feel like you're alone. Because when someone shares struggles, then that allows others to open up about their struggle. So sit back and enjoy my conversation with Randy Lee.
And welcome to the Write or Die Show. I am your host, Randy Lee Boslaw. Today, I am talking to Julie Carocchio. Welcome, Julie. Super excited to have you on the show.
I am excited to be here.
And I love, so before we hit record, we were discussing Julie's background, which is beautiful, and discussing how I match now, because it's all green. Yeah.
We do. Green is good. And the day after Earth Day, so eco-friendly.
Oh, there you go. And it is the mental health color on the ribbon.
Oh, I did not know that. Thank you.
Yes. This is why I was on a giant hunt for green lipstick. It was extremely difficult to find. I had to order it off Amazon because I found one company that had it, but they did not ship to Canada. So
I saw blue the other day.
Yes. I love my blue lipstick too. I like to mix it up, but the green is, that was the reason behind finding the green and working very hard to find the green.
Gotcha. Well, good job.
I have a light purple coming in soon too. Purple's my favorite color.
For spring. There you go.
Yep. So enough about me and my beautifully colored lips. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my name is Julie Carocchio. I started my business in 2009. It was called Healing Through Organization. And I was in a crazy job and it was crazy town. And I said, what can I do that I can support myself, but I can also help people make a difference? And so I came up with organization. And then I started my business, and then for a while I had an international internet TV show called Reawaken Your Brilliance. And I would interview body, mind, spirit experts. And so as I'm doing this and as I'm working with clients, I have this aha moment that it's more about the clutter and less about the organizing. And so that was my kind of like, oh, I need to learn more and coach, and I'm doing coaching and let's get certified. And so then I changed my, I never recommend this, never change your business name. It's a pain in the butt. So then I changed it to Reawaken Your Brilliance and have been, like I said, started in 2009. I've written 14 books. I've done some classes. I also host a podcast, Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out. So what gets me excited in the morning is helping people clear their clutter. And that's the metaphor I use, because a lot of times when you think of clutter, you think of the physical stuff.
Yeah.
But it's so much more than that. And mental clutters, you know, I know we're going to talk about today, but that's just one aspect.
Yeah. Actually, during COVID, because I mean, we're stuck at home, I think a lot of us, myself included, have been going through our clutter and going heave ho, all that junk that just sits there, collects dust, and serves no real purpose in our life.
Exactly. And you know, it's interesting. Some people have been able to do that, but some have struggled and not been able to do that. You know, and there's definitely a mental and emotional and sometimes a spiritual component behind that. But you know, they talk about in feng shui, which is the energy of your home. Any feng shui person will tell you right off the bat, clear your clutter.
Yes.
You want to change your life, clear your clutter.
Yep. I've been doing that slowly, but it is, it's not an easy thing, especially I used to be pretty broke. I'm not rolling in the dough right now, but I'm not really broke. And so I would say, oh, well, I might need this. Right. And if I throw it out, then I have to go buy it. I don't have the money to go buy it. So I need to keep this.
Right.
And then I keep this and this and this and this. And then I just accumulated a whole bunch of clutter. And now that, again, not rolling in it, but enough that if I really needed whatever that object was, I could go out and buy it again, because I look at this object and go, I have not touched you in like a year. Do I really need it? Probably not. And if I really, really super do in another year or two, I'll buy a new one.
But to me, I would say that's very common that people are like, I'm going to let something go. And then 5 minutes later, I need it. Now I have a couple thoughts. One, you create your reality. So if you think you're going to need it 5 minutes later, you are. But what I always say to that is, can you trust that you'll get what you need when you need it?
Oh, I like that.
So if we let it go, you know, maybe you don't have to own it, but maybe you can borrow it from your new neighbor that just moved in. Or you're like, wow, you know what?
Just let the neighbor move in.
So you might be borrowing something.
Yeah.
You know, but to get into that mindset. And again, if we create our reality and our thoughts create things, then okay, I'm going to get taken care of. So I'm not going to worry about it.
I like that. That's great thinking. And I had actually talked to another guest on the show, because we both had 100-year-old houses. And of course, 100-year-old houses do not have lots of closet space, because you didn't have a lot of stuff back then.
Right.
So that's kind of another one of the reasons I needed to declutter, because just accumulating things. And I mean, I got kids, so you accumulate a whole bunch of toys, and now that they're teenagers, okay, what do we do with these toys? Cause you don't need them anymore. But yeah, you accumulate this stuff, and without having cupboards, it's very obvious we have more than we need.
Yeah. Especially in developed nations.
Yes.
You know, it's different in other parts of the world, but that also drives into consumerism, because what are we told day in and day out? We're told it on TV. We're told it on a magazine. We have to, success in quotes is defined by how much we have, for many people,
yeah,
not everyone, but yeah, but that's, I think, is a large part of the drive behind it. You know, I think one of the good things about COVID is it made people, maybe some people, stop and think, and is this, wow, let's reevaluate.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it did for me. So like I said, rearranging the house, getting rid of stuff, starting the channel, following passions, looking at the benefits of what it brought. It did bring a lot of hardships for a lot of people, but you know, I tried to take the positives out of there. So what kind of mental health struggles have you dealt with in your past or present?
Depression and anxiety. And I learned a long time ago, I'll never forget, I was living in Los Angeles, and because I wrote it in a nicer way and something that I was working on, but depression is anger turned inwards. And that was a big aha moment for me. And for me, that rings true.
Yeah.
So, and I would think, I think I'm saying this correctly. I think depression and anxiety are the same side of the coin, or different sides of the coin, but are very similar.
Yeah.
And I want to share an aha moment about anxiety, because I've had a lot of anxiety recently and was talking with someone, and it kind of goes to the same thing of depression being anger turned inwards, is that anxiety, we get anxiety when we don't express ourselves.
Okay.
When you start to get anxiety, what is it that you need to say or do? Which I thought, so I've been contemplating that and chewing that around in my brain. And I just wanted to share it with you and your listeners and, and viewers.
So just this week, I have been feeling very anxious, having a lot of anxiety. And it was because I had something I needed to say, and I was really scared to say it, didn't know how it would be received, and just what words is it that I can use. And eventually I actually didn't say it. I wrote it, because that is my best way of dealing with things. And the anxiety just dissipated. So it's amazing that you bring up that point, because I literally just did that yesterday and finally felt relief.
Right. Well, it was an aha moment for me.
Yeah.
That's why I wanted to share, because I'm like, I'm betting that that's going to support someone else who needs to hear that.
And so, I didn't think of it that way.
Not at all. I wouldn't have thought of that either. And I'm talking about, I have talked before multiple times about feeling your feelings and expressing yourself, but I never connected it with anxiety until someone said, gave me that perspective. So I was like, wow. So that's a good thing to check in with yourself if you're feeling anxious. And, you know, maybe it's even to express, you know what, I'm afraid right now.
Yeah.
I'm scared, right? It doesn't have to be some like, I'm blah, 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 this detail. It's just like, I'm afraid. And, okay, now to express that.
Whew. Yeah. Wow. That, you know, within the first 10 minutes of the show, you just gave me an aha moment, and I love it. Thank you. Because now, next time I'm feeling that way, I can kind of stop and think about that. Because yeah, looking back, I think all of the times that I've been really, really anxious have been around times that I've needed to say something, but was scared to say it.
Well, I want to share another tip then, and maybe this will help you. So I haven't had them in years, but I went through a period where I had panic attacks.
Okay.
And, you know, unless you've had them, it's kind of hard to describe, but you know, I had to go to, I thought I was having a heart attack the other day, and the doctor was like, or do you think it's a panic attack? And I said, nope, I know what a panic attack is. Been there, done that. This is definitely not what's going on. And so what someone said to me is, if you, like when you, and it's, are having a panic attack, it's like, you're literally leaving your body. You're not grounded. You're not in your body. So they said, if someone's there, have someone hug you to kind of contain you and your body to help bring you back, to bring down your anxiety and your panic. And if you don't have someone there, to wrap a blanket tightly around yourself. So thank goodness I haven't had one, but if it comes up again, the first thing, you know, I did it when someone told me, I'd say to my husband, just hold me, just grab me and help. And that helped bring it down.
That is a great tip to keep up in my noggin. Love it.
And I think that it's important that we have tips, or we, I'm a big fan of writing everything down or writing a list, because in the moment when we're overwhelmed or we're anxious, we can't think, or if we're depressed of, hey, I have this list, what can help me get out of this? What can help me move forward? Then I don't have to think, I can look and just do.
Yeah, exactly. You just pick something, and it can be a list of things that you already know work for you. Because that's the other thing, is not every type of coping skill is going to work for every person. You have to list what works for you.
That's 1000%.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it could even be in picture form, because I remember, and I had totally forgot this, but when my child was at treatment, one of the things that that he was sent home with was pictures of things to help cope.
I did
put it on the wall. I stuck it up on the wall. It was up there for probably a good year or so. Yeah, I didn't even think about it in that context. It was just, okay, this is what the psychologist sent. Let's use it.
Right, right.
Picture form too, if you're visual.
Yeah, and most of us are visual learners, so that's a great tip.
Yeah.
What do you have? Obsessive, repetitive, or unsettled thought? Are you often overwhelmed or anxious? Do you spend most of your mental energy in the past or in the future? Ready to kick your fear to the curb? Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Mental Gut Clutter 365 journal prompts supports you in clearing your mental clutter. Free gift with purchase to support you even more in your journey to declutter your life.
All right, so when did you first realize that you were dealing with depression, anxiety?
I had years ago, I was living in Vermont, so kind of sort of near you. We weren't too far from the Canadian border. And I was really fortunate. Life didn't feel good. Life didn't feel right. And so I was in my 20s, and I don't know if I could have articulated exactly. It just didn't feel good. And so I went and I lucked out and found a wonderful therapist who was really great and started to work with me. And so one of the exercises she had me do was to learn my family history and write relatives. And so there is a history of depression in my family. And so it was really great because one relative, I don't want to share anyone's name or relation to, because that's their own personal story, but it's told me about a time that they were depressed and years, and that they finally had a friend. I mean, he just had put himself in a bedroom and didn't want to do anything. As one of his friends, like, okay, there's something wrong. We need to do something with this. Now, it's my personal viewpoint that they had to come out. And, you know, and if you're an older person, being gay isn't easy, and at least in this country. So, I think that that was a part of it. But I also think that there is a hereditary component. And so that was kind of my, oh, okay, so there's this part of it. And so that's kind of when I started. And then, as I mentioned about the anxiety and being aware, like, if I'm depressed, what am I angry about? Because, you know, you see people who lash out at others when they're angry, and they don't turn that inward. But we don't want to go to that extreme and beat up people and take all our anger and frustration out on others. So that's kind of where it started for me in my 20s.
Okay. And how did you go about getting some help?
Well, I was fortunate again, like, you really realize how important health insurance is. It's much different here than it is for you all in Canada, but I had a great therapist. And so that was a start. And then I had another therapist when I lived in Los Angeles. And then I've also am a huge advocate of personal growth. And so I took a program in Los Angeles called ClearSight, which was a clairvoyant program, you know, everything's energy. And so that was, might sound weird to some people listening, but that was really the first step in getting to really deep and understanding where things were coming from, and then having the tools to clear it. And so now since that time, then I haven't seen a therapist, but I've worked with different coaches that have been helpful, you know, and then also you have the medical side. And so, like I said to my doctor, I said, I've got a lot going on in my life right now. It's just one of those times in life. And I said, I don't know if I want to take anything, because then I'm afraid I'll never be able to get health insurance again. And she said, Julie, 50% of Americans are on something. You just don't even worry about that. And so then we have to figure something out, because this gave me horrible headaches. But I just thought, she was like, it helps with depression and anxiety simultaneously.
Okay.
And so it was something, for that to help. So I think that if you need to get onto something, get on it. Because I was very resistant to that. And I think that I bet there are people listening and watching that feel the same way. But I also think it's about tackling it from many different angles. So, like, if you get anything, like, are you eating well? Are you getting fresh air every day? Are you journaling what your feelings? And maybe it's you talk to a therapist or a coach or something, doing a multiple different ways to tackle it. Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense, because mental health, yes, we always look at it as mental. But, and I've discussed this on other interviews, it can manifest physically. So if your mental health is manifesting physically and you're not taking care of your physical body at the same time as your mental, then you're not working with your whole body. Like, we are all multiple things. We are not just one thing. I am not just my left hand, right? Mm-hmm. So, and I'm going to pick on my left hand because I did hurt my wrist a few years ago. And it wasn't just my wrist that hurt. My wrist is where the injury was. But if I was to hold my arm up like this, the pain would shoot up and all the way through. So I needed to not just rest my wrist, but I needed to rest my shoulder, rest my arm, mm-hmm. right? And take it easy. So that's kind of how I'm viewing what you're saying, is that tackling it from different perspectives and different ways is just ways to really get to the root of the problem and help to keep us in a beautiful, healthy state.
Yeah. And I wanted to share this because this happened to me. You know, if you aren't feeling well, always go see your doctor. And I'm fortunate, I have an awesome doctor. And I said, you know what, I'm exhausted. And she said, I think you have sleep apnea. So let's do a test. Well, they ended up, I didn't know you could do it at home. So I do have sleep apnea. I've been on the machine about a week and I'm still tired, but I would be in bed and go to bed and, you know, have restless sleep and be in bed for 10 hours or whatever. I'm in bed 6, 7, 8 hours. And I had a horrible shoulder pain, and was reading about something. And when you don't get enough sleep, sometimes muscle pain is one of the, so Saturday night, I'm literally, my husband, I'm ready to cry. I'm like, please massage my shoulder. So I was on the machine. Within 3 days, it went away. Now, do I know if it's that? I don't know. But the more research I did, I just say, if you're snoring, if your partner says you snore, just check it out, because sleep is so fundamental to everything. And if you're not getting real sleep, I mean, I'm going to excited to see where I am in another month or two as I continue to do this.
Yeah. And we're interconnected beings, right? And I was saying that to my husband because I have a lot of foot issues, and the fascia that runs through our body. I'm not going to get super technical with everybody because this is not a personal training anatomy show, mm-hmm. but the fascia runs through your whole body. So even the tension that is in my feet is affected by my hips, is affected by my neck, by my jaw. And he's mm-hmm. like, your feet is connected to your head. I'm like, yeah. Everything is connected throughout our whole body. Everything goes down that spinal column and shoots out to all the different limbs that we have. So yeah, if you have an issue in one aspect of your life, whether it be sleep or my wrist, whatever it is interconnected.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great points. So you said that, you've got a great therapist, which is amazing. What kinds of coping skills have you learned from that?
Oh, good question. Different things. So I'm a huge fan of journaling. So mm-hmm. writing down, because I laughed when you said, I couldn't say it, so I wrote it down. If I have to have an intense conversation, I will write out my talking points because I know I'll get so nervous and have to do that. So I'm a huge fan of journaling. Walking, I try to walk every day. That helps clear my head. It keeps me physically good. I remember that what I do is about me and what others do is about them. And then I can control me, and that's about it. I wish I could control the world. I've tried really hard, but no such luck.
Yeah. Actually when my kid would say something like, I mean, he still says stuff even at 14, but the younger years, right? When you'd be playing with a friend or whatever, well, he made me, or like with a sibling, it was him. And I just look, I go, well, you can't control what they're doing. You can only control what you're doing. And I saw you do whatever it was. Yeah. So those are your actions. You can't blame that on somebody else. Right. But he told me to, but you didn't have to listen.
Right. No, but that's important. So you need to own that. And so when you own your own stuff, in my mind, although it might be hard, you know, because I think we're not taught these skills, right? We're taught math, and which I use a calculator, barely use all that stuff. But it's like, how do we cope with disappointment? We're all going to have disappointment. How do we cope with anger? You know, we're not taught these skills. So I think that it's really important to learn how to do these things. And as you mentioned a moment ago, figuring out what works best for you. I'm a huge fan. If I'm overwhelmed, 10 deep breaths. Like if I can't think in that moment, I can remember, okay, just sit down and breathe. Or I'll ground myself if I feel like I'm out of my body, need to be really in my body, and having healthy boundaries. And also in addition to that, knowing what hill to die on, as they say, meaning like, do I want to spend time with an idiot on social media? Probably not.
Yeah.
You know, I had it.
Pick your battle.
Pick your battles. Exactly. Like I had someone and I was grateful because I took a 6 week because he came on my, I'm like, you haven't been on my page in years and you're all angry up on me on Facebook. I'm like, I don't have time for this. And so the next day I said, I'm taking a break. I'll be off. I said, when someone who obviously is in so much pain that they have to be a jerk on my Facebook page, yeah, and I can muster no sympathy, I said, I don't want to be that person who can't have compassion. So I'm peace out. I'm out for a break. And it pissed him off. And he and his wife unfriended me. I'm like, thanks, bye-bye. I don't want your go. You need help and talk about mental. I think there might be some mental illness on, but I'm like, I don't want to be involved in that. Just get away from me. And ironically, you're angry that I'm pointing out that you're hurt because you're so angry all the time. Like you can't even recognize that to me is sad, but knowing that I couldn't have compassion was a boundary for me. So then I needed to step away.
Yeah. That is really important. A lot of us have boundary issues. And I think that's where a lot of my anxiety about saying what I needed to say or whatever, because boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. And that is boundaries and anxiety and depression, anything else. But for me, I've noticed it now. I'm thinking about it right now, is when my anxiety peaks, it's a boundary issue with the fear of saying something because of that boundary issue. Aha moment.
That's awesome. Yeah. But that makes sense, you know, and especially there, you've all, you know, we're all individual and have individual experiences, but then there are collective things like as a woman, you know, I'm reading like the Me Too movement is a good example. And it's like crazy to me how other women endorse it's not the right word, or like, you know, what are you complaining about, or suck it up, or I had to go through it. And, you know, but it's like, that's a whole other, like sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual harassment walking, like that most men don't have to deal with. And so that's, there's a boundary issue around that. There can be a boundary issue of our race and then our family of origin, our sexuality, all those different things can play part.
Definitely. Excuse me. So what would you tell somebody who's listening right now and maybe they're having some aha moments with their own mental health? What kind of advice you want to give them?
I would say, no, you're not alone. I think that that's really important. And to not be ashamed. I think a lot of times we have this misconception, like if you, like, for instance, if you're struggling depression, like be a rugged individual, like Hudson America, like suck it up, buttercup, just, you know, so you're not alone. There's nothing to be shameful for. Reach out and get help and support.
Yeah.
You know, that's really important. And that you are good enough, you're worthy, and you're loved no matter what. Because I think that sometimes ties into it, right? We're either coming for fear or love, but if we don't feel good enough, there's a fear around that. So know that no matter what, you are worthy, you are loved, and you are good enough.
That is great advice. Where can people find your books? Tell us a little bit more about those.
Thank you. So they're on, sadly, Amazon, because I feel like we all need to be on Amazon. I'm hoping that there's a day that doesn't happen. And they can also find them at my website, reawakenyourbrilliance.com. And I have a book called Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, which talks about physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter, and a companion workbook if you really want to get to it and write it down. And then I also have, which I love, are 12 journal prompt books, because I believe you have the answers within. I see my job as supporting you and bringing those out. So there's one on mental clutter, emotional, holiday. We got it all there, relationships, finance, health. And it's about taking you through and having you answer the questions. Then I do something a little differently that I haven't seen before in other books, is I encourage you, once you answer the question, take out what's most important. What did you just learn from writing down that answer? Because if you have clutter in your life, you're overwhelmed. And then it also teaches you how to create a plan to take action, because what awareness plus action equals change. So once we're aware, we need to do something to move forward and change our lives.
That is a great point. Love that. And where can people find you and follow you?
They can go to reawakenyourbrilliance.com. You can find all my social media links. My podcast is Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, and it's on YouTube as well under Julie Caraccio. So you find me, you know, you should, if you Google, you should be able to find me, but reawakenyourbrilliance.com is the best bet.
Wonderful. And those links will be down in the description below. So be sure to click, go check out Julie's website, and then give her a follow on all the social media platforms that you are a part of.
Thank you. And thanks for all you're doing to support people with mental health, because as you do this show, that helps erase the stigma, that allows people to share their stories and for others listening and watching to know that they're not alone.
Oh, thank you. That was my goal. And I'm glad that people are seeing that as coming through. So thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Everybody really enjoyed that episode. I had my own aha moments talking to Julie, which was awesome. I loved that. And being able to kind of put together the anxiety and the fear and figuring out those connections. That was so great. Remember that the links to follow her and to get her books are down in the description below. So be sure to give her a follow. Check out her books. She's got a wide variety of them, which is fantastic. As well, if you want to support the channel, head on over to Patreon and become one of our patrons. That would be awesome. Or if you want to check out the merch store, we've got some really cool designs that make great gifts for people. 10% of the proceeds from that goes to the Canadian Mental Health Association. And hit that like and subscribe button down below so that you can show your support that way. It's a nice, easy thing, and we really, really appreciate it. As well, remember that the only way to end the stigma of mental health is to speak openly and honestly. Bye!
Take actions from today's podcast. Check out Randy Lee's podcast, Write or Die. Pay attention to how you're feeling mentally. Get support if you're struggling with your mental health. Realize and recognize you're not alone. On our next episode, we're talking about releasing energetic clutter. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.